Hello, my imaginary friend, Simon here again. It's still Tuesday, the 7th of September. It's 20 past 9 in the morning. I've just recorded another audio boo, but I thought I'd do a different subject audio boo, really. First of all, I have to mention about my iPhone damage. So yesterday, when I was dropping my wife and kids off at the playgroup and then dropping the car off at the garage, I popped my iPhone down in the door pocket of the car that my wife normally drives, and then when I got to open the door to help to get the kids out, it fell out and landed on the ground, and the back glass of the iPhone is now shattered, and I feel dreadful about it. Okay, it's not the same as, you know, shutting my daughter's thumb in a door or anything like that. So I know that sort of thing happens. Letting your kids fall off changing stations, and those are all things to feel awful about. This is just a phone. And it still works, obviously. It's just got a shattered back, and it would cost £146 for Apple to fix it. Or alternatively, I can buy an inferior replacement part from eBay or various websites for about £6 and then fit it myself. But I don't really know what to do about it. I mean, I just feel awful and stupid for letting it fall and crash like that. That's why I feel awful. I just feel stupid. My lovely shiny iPhone 4 is now broken, and the bloody Apple bumper didn't do much to protect it, I guess. I suppose if it had been a perfectly flat piece of tarmac that it landed on with no bumps at all, then there's a possibility that the bumper would have protected the glass, but as it was a normal piece of tarmac with hills and bumps and spikes in it, then the damage occurred. I don't know whether to just go with the Apple solution, know that it's, you know, perfect quality to how Apple designed it, which I start to question the sensibility of Apple designing a glass back, or whether I should try and go for a custom back plate. I know people are selling white back plates and various different colours, and I think I saw some last night that were aluminium, sort of a brushed aluminium, which makes it look different, and maybe the brushed aluminium is going to be more durable than another piece of glass. So I don't know whether I should go for one of those things, and I'm just wondering whether my boo buddies out there have got any opinions. Oh dear, I use the word boo buddies, and that's Floyd UK's invention. Boobies, he calls them, doesn't he? Yes, I don't know. Don't know what to do about this. Or maybe just get a case that covers the back and pretend that it's not cracked. I don't know. Don't know what to do. Andy, the thing you mentioned about iPhone apps and what they do, I think that was the case back in iOS 3, and I think maybe even 2 as well, where the iPhone apps, if you just went to the home screen, the actual the third party apps didn't actually stop running; they carried on running, and if you switched straight back to them again, then they would be in the state that they were. It was only when you then opened up another third party application, where it had to free up the memory, that it then shut down the first third party application. If that makes sense. So the behaviour you're describing is of an iOS application that was not designed for iOS version 4. So you might need to update your version of Audioboo. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourself. Speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.